I'm Kevin Winter. The Dallas Cowboys had close to within 10. They went for two. They didn't get it. And then they gave up a lengthy touchdown drive to the Los Angeles Chargers. And then the Cowboys got the ball back. Then the Cowboys got inside the 10. Then Dak Prescott thought it was a brilliant idea to throw on the run off the wrong foot against the grain, and the ball went 90 yards in the other direction. There are two teams that are going to go to 5-6. One of them, season is done. The other one, heck, they may even win the division. Chargers, 28. Dallas, 6. That score doesn't do this game justice. This is a one-sided, you-know-what, whooping. Phillip Rivers is thrown for 416 yards. Have you got the description of that game yet? Earlier today.
On 4th and 8 from his own 27. Vikings lead by 7. Stafford, deep drop. Passes left. It's batted in the air. Intercepted by Xavier Rhodes. Stumbles to the 25 to the 20. But he stumbles his way to what's going to be a Vikings victory over the Detroit Lions. X marks the spot. Xavier Rhodes picked off Matthew Stafford and did so with a 30-23 lead.
Ball out to KFAN. 30-23 is the final. The Minnesota Vikings have won 7 in a row. Opening games of the PK80. Duke, North Carolina, both pick up wins. Tournament continues on ESPN.
Florida is in the running to land Chip Kelly as their new head coach. What's the best fit for Kelly, and what makes it so tough to succeed in Gainesville? We'll ask Tim Tebow. It all starts Friday morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome in to another version of Mike. Forget it. It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Coming on November 27th.
I'm not saying that incorrectly.
That is a little insane.
Golic and Wingo, beginning November 27th.
Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mo Egger filling in tonight on Thanksgiving night. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully you're not planning on going shopping tonight or tomorrow. You're having a great Thanksgiving. If you're a fan of the Minnesota Vikings, they win today, the first of three NFL games on Thanksgiving, beating the Detroit Lions. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts. Minnesota 30, Detroit 23 on the annual Thanksgiving Day game at Ford Field in Detroit. The Minnesota Vikings are 9-2. Now, there's a good chance that you paid closer attention to the Minnesota Vikings today than you have all year long, right? I mean, they're a team that, frankly, doesn't have a lot of, you know, huge household names. Their starting quarterback was a guy undrafted out of Houston who a lot of people thought was going to be sent to the bench the second they could bring back Teddy Bridgewater. They don't have huge names on offense, and even though their defense is very, very good. I don't have a lot of huge names there. They have a head coach who's never won a playoff game as a head coach, and so they kind of toil anonymously, and yet there they are running away with the NFC North after a win this afternoon. They do it behind a quarterback in Case Keenum. Here's his passer rating over the last 3 weeks. 117.0, 100.8, 121.8 today. Here is his completion percentage across the last 3 weeks. All of this happening, by the way, with people wondering, okay, is it time for him to stop warming Teddy Bridgewater's seat? 72.4% of his passes completed 3 weeks ago. 71.1% last week. 70% today. The numbers are one thing, watching him is another. You see a guy who's mobile. You see a guy who's fantastic against the blitz. You see a guy who can create time to make throws that other quarterbacks with higher pedigrees and bigger resumes and, more importantly, bigger salaries can make. By the way, Adam Thielen did something today that no Minnesota Vikings receiver had done since 2009, the Brett Favre year, or I guess I should say the good Brett Favre year. Go for more than 1,000 yards receiving. Sidney Rice, the last Minnesota Viking wide receiver to do that back in 2009. Here's Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, whose team has a huge lead in the NFC North, talking about his starting quarterback.
Case is playing outstanding. You know, he's a great competitor, studies his rear end off, works extremely hard. You know, I think, and today, you know, he seemed like he was more settled. You know, there's times when he gets a little bit excitable, you know, and kind of, let's say, goes off the reservation a little bit. But today, you know, even throughout the course of the game, he seemed like he was in pretty good mindset.
That's a guy who waited a very long time to be a head coach, took the Vikings to the playoffs a couple of years ago. Remember, that was the game they lost to the Seattle Seahawks when Blair Walsh couldn't make a kick, and Blair Walsh now kicking for Seattle still can't make a kick. Nonetheless, that's a very good coach who's done it. They don't have Adrian Peterson anymore. They lost Sam Bradford early. They've been waiting for Teddy Bridgewater to come back, and they may have stumbled on something in Case Keenum that should be making a lot of NFL owners and even executives should make them ask the same question. We'll get to that in 1 minute. But first, here's Minnesota's quarterback. They're 9-2. They've won 7 straight with Case Keenum after today's victory.
I don't have to explain. I'm out there playing and doing what I do. And, you know, people can watch and make, you know, whatever opinions they want. So right now, I'm just like I said, you know, just recently, I'm enjoying being a Viking, and this squad is incredible. I'm having a lot of fun playing football. I mean, you talked about Thanksgiving. I mean, I grew up, you know, getting yelled at to come in to eat Thanksgiving dinner, you know, because I was out in the yard playing ball with my friends or with my family. So to be able to, you know, come and play from real football, you know, play against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, it's awesome.
So now the lead for Minnesota in the North is 3 games over Detroit, and obviously the nature of this division, the entire dynamic changed the second that Aaron Rodgers was done for pretty much the year with that broken collarbone. But still, this is a Vikings team that's been really good on the road. You saw it today. They're now 4-1 away from home, and they're doing it with the guy that was off the radar in the NFL when this offseason began. Now, worth pointing out, you wonder how this game changes if Darius Slay doesn't move off sides, block a field goal. It's returned by Nevin Lawson for what we thought was going to be a touchdown. Crowd at Ford Field goes nuts, but Slay was off sides. That quieted the crowd and essentially ended the game. Minnesota wins 30-23. Mo Egger in for Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So here's the question now, and actually there's a couple of questions. One is for the Minnesota Vikings. The rest is for the NFL. The question the rest of the NFL should be asking is, why didn't we get Case Keenum? Like, especially in a place like Chicago, where you paid Mike Glennon a lot of money to hold the seat down for Mitchell Trubisky. Okay, you could have signed Case Keenum for significantly less than Mike Glennon. And you could have still drafted Trubisky, and the quarterback situation may have played out. But if Case Keenum's your backup, you're paying him a fraction of what you're paying your current backup. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, if I'm a fan of the San Francisco 49ers, and look, C.J. Beathard's done some okay things. That team is obviously rebuilding. But they paid Brian Hoyer a bunch of money. He's not there anymore. They've traded what is essentially a low first-round pick, going to be a low first-round pick, to the Patriots for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's not playing, and Case Keenum was out there. Now, he bounced around a little bit, went to Los Angeles, or I guess St. Louis, the Rams, was with the Texans. His starting record was 9-15. He was undrafted out of Houston in 2012. And look, sometimes there are guys who are just late bloomers. Sometimes there are guys that teams just miss on. The history of this league is filled with that, including the story of the greatest quarterback for my money who's ever played in Tom Brady. But I think it does illustrate, for all the time and money and effort and energy that is spent evaluating quarterbacks, picking through them, developing them, evaluating them, sometimes shopping them, putting them on the open market, it is such at times an inexact science. But if you get it wrong, it sets back your franchise. And you just wonder, some of these teams who are, you know, desperate for quarterbacks, some of these teams who are constantly hitting the reset button at quarterback, what did they not see in Case Keenum that he's been able to deliver for the Minnesota Vikings? If I'm the owners of those teams, or if I'm a fan of those teams, I'm wondering, wait a minute, you spent a bunch of money on dudes who are, you know, not even
much better than Case Keenum, and yet this guy's in Minnesota, and granted, he needed an opportunity. He needed Sam Bradford to get injured, and he needed Teddy Bridgewater to not be ready. But this dude's tearing it up in Minnesota. He is the starting quarterback of a team that's going to be in the playoffs, going to win the division, and I think has a puncher's chance to make some noise in the playoffs, and at least on the periphery, we'll get some MVP consideration, and our teams didn't even sniff him. Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm Mo Egger filling in on Thanksgiving night. The other question now for the Minnesota Vikings, and we'll dive into this a little bit later tonight, is what do you do with Teddy Bridgewater? Because remember where we were about 15 months ago when we found out that Teddy Bridgewater was going to miss a lot of time with that injury he suffered right at the end of training camp? And you felt bad for him because he just kind of felt like a guy who had just found his way in the National Football League and maybe had another level to get to. By all accounts, a really good dude. And it just kind of felt like that was going to sink Minnesota's season, which that was such a promising team coming into last year. Since then, they turned things over to Sam Bradford. He gets injured. Now they've turned things over to Case Keenum. I don't know what's going to become of Sam Bradford. I do know that Teddy Bridgewater is a commodity. And the coach there, Mike Zimmer, has expressed a lot of confidence in Teddy Bridgewater. He says he still believes in him. But you got a guy who right now, there's no reason to bench. Case Keenum said it after last week's game. It's a tried and true cliche. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. In Minnesota, you might like Teddy Bridgewater. You're 9-2 and you've won 7 straight with Case Keenum. He's playing the best football of his life. You're not replacing him with a guy who hasn't played in almost 2 years. But I think it does beg the question, what happens with Teddy Bridgewater? Because, you know, it's easy to say, well, you know, ride or die with Case Keenum and trade Teddy, he would be a commodity. Well, a couple of things. Number one, are you giving up much for Teddy Bridgewater right now? He's coming off a significant knee injury, and he hasn't thrown a pass in an NFL game in almost 2 years. I've got to see some kind of recent body of work before I trade for him. And if you're the Vikings moving forward, do you trust Case Keenum enough to reinvest in him? He's making about $2 million this year. He, by the way, is going to be an unrestricted free agent this offseason, and that begs the third question. In a league desperate for quarterbacks, but an offseason that's kind of going to be like unlike any other in terms of number of QBs who could be available, where does Case Keenum potentially fit in that pecking order, both in terms of what teams would be willing to pay, what the Minnesota Vikings might be willing to pay, and how high of a priority would he be compared to some of the other guys who could be had? Obviously, Kirk Cousins, who plays tonight against the New York Giants, potentially leading that list. But who would have thought coming into early December that not only would the Minnesota Vikings be running away with the division, but that in the MVP discussion, we'd have Case Keenum. And again, it's probably Wentz and Brady's to lose. But still, other guys have to get other votes. Case Keenum could get some. Straight Talk Wireless, nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Coming up next, we'll go to Motor City. We'll find out, number one, who saw this coming from the Minnesota Vikings? What do they need to clean up before the postseason? And what are they going to do at quarterback? Plus, the fallout in Detroit, where the Lions got off to a pretty promising start and now appear to be, well, on the outside looking in and at best a wild card team. All that is coming up next on Jalen and Jacoby. Mo Egger filling in. Happy Thanksgiving. This is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The NFL on ESPN Radio.
They don't look at Tyrod as a franchise quarterback. Why can't black quarterbacks be game managers? When you look at his numbers, his receivers are boo-boo. They're the worst receiving core in the NFL statistically. Why can't black quarterbacks be game managers? Somebody answer that for me.
It's the Ford year-end sales event.
I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive.
They're gonna love you.
That's Ford, America's best-selling brand, now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
This is Charles Osgood. If you reminisce about the good old days when tax compliance was merely absurdly complex, it's time. Yes, it's time for Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out more at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com.
Folks, shopping for engagement rings can be tricky because you don't really know what your girl likes. Believe me when I tell you, no matter what your budget is, no matter what you... Folks, guys, you got to get a ring that she likes. This is where Josh Bookman and his team come in. They ask you a series of questions, help narrow down the decision from hundreds of rings to maybe one or two. What does she do for a living? Does she tend to dress up or does she prefer to stay casual? Does she wear a lot of jewelry? Simple things like this will help Josh find the perfect ring for your fiancé-to-be. This is just another thing that they do at Bookman to make you comfortable, to make the experience pressure-free. Josh and his team are there to guide you all along the process. Guys, trust the Bookmans. Christmas is coming up, holidays. Maybe you are thinking about getting engaged. Guys, if you are, it's time to go Bookman. They're at 8803 Brexhill Road in Brexhill, right at like 82 and 21. And online, bookmanandson.com. Remember, they are family-owned and operated, and their name is on the door. Bookman.
Did you know that you can bring joy to a child fighting cancer? Project Ed Bear has been providing comforts and needs to children with cancer here in Northeast Ohio for 23 years. This year's 23rd annual Clarity Gala auction is Monday, November 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Quaker Station in Akron. You can attend for only $30, sponsor a swag bag for a child with cancer for $50, or donate a $25 Amazon gift card for child cancer survivors. Buy your tickets or donate online today at projectedbear.org.
Hammer here, and guys, you know, I tell you all about the team at Ganley Volkswagen, Subaru, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat, located on the Bedford Auto Mile, how they have a great work environment, the safest vehicles around, and treat every customer like family. They also make car buying so easy with a huge selection of Volkswagens, Subarus, Alfa Romeos, Fiats, cars, trucks, SUVs, plus factory-trained service technicians, and the ease of scheduling your service online. Go to GanleyBedfordImports.com, and remember, gotta get a car, gotta get it at Ganley.
Welcome in to another version of Mike and... I forget it. It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Coming on November 27th.
I'm not saying that incorrectly.
That is a little insane.
Golic and Wingo, beginning November 27th.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital.
To back around.
That's right. Two receivers to the right. Thielen by himself to the left. Bursting hole from the nine. Keenum out of the shotgun, leading 6-0. He takes the hand.
Last rushing touchdown came at Ford Field October of last year, and he just ran the Vikings to a 12-0 lead.
McCall on KFAN in Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings winning today on Thanksgiving in Detroit over the Detroit Lions 30-23. I'm Mo Egger in for Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. By the way, in 15 minutes, the Dallas Cowboys are about to lose. And forget the playoff implications. They're bigger. There's bigger implications on the line when it comes to Dallas's loss to Los Angeles, the Chargers, today. But first, let's go to Detroit. Courtney Cronin covers the Minnesota Vikings for ESPN, part of NFL Nation. Courtney, if I would have told you after a 2-2 start that this team would be sitting with a huge lead in the NFC North at 9-2, and Case Keenum would be, you know, the talk of the league in many respects, what would you have said?
Man, I'd probably want whatever you're drinking at that point. I mean, that is, no one predicted this. If anyone says that they did, they're lying. This is a complete turn of events since everything that went down with Sam Bradford, and just everything's lined up the way that it had to in order to make this happen. starts with the rebuilt offensive line. The Vikings spent a lot of time and a lot of money and made a priority in the offseason. It continued with the fact that they have Pat Shurmur, who's probably on a lot of people's speed dials, to be a head coach again next year with his play calling and building this offense and just the scheme around what Case Keenum can do. And, you know, all the playmakers that Case Keenum has at his disposal certainly made this possible. But I think today, what we saw more than anything else is that Keenum deserves the credit for probably his most complete performance to date. And I think that that's kind of fallen through the cracks here in the 7-game win streak, that he's just a product of his environment. I think today showed you that, you know, standing on his own, he made a lot of this happen.
Yeah, I was going to kind of go there next, because I think that there are some who are going to go, okay, they've built a nice team around him. You know, Thielen's been a nice story. Stephon Diggs, you know, that guy's pretty good. Kyle Rudolph, reliable tight end. And yet when I watch him, I see a guy who's making plays with his feet, not just gaining yardage, but buying time. He's very good against the blitz. What's been, when you look at his performance in a vacuum, what's been the most surprising thing about the way he's played?
You know, I think it's, under pressure, he's been fantastic. And you look at this guy, you don't think sneaky athleticism or any of those things. I mean, people don't look at this guy and say he's mobile. But he's incredibly mobile, and the Vikings have been able to utilize that skill set amongst, you know, all the things that they're calling on offense. He's pressured 33% of his dropbacks today and, you know, has thrown for over 100 yards against the blitz, and two of those touchdowns came against the blitz. So he's really good in the face of pressure, and I think that what that boils down to is he's not afraid to take risks. I mean, he's done it before. He wants to give his guys extra time. So he escapes the pocket in a lot of circumstances, and with his feet, he buys his guys time to, you know, break routes, get away from defenders, and make plays happen. I think you wouldn't have seen that had Sam Bradford been healthy, because it's just not the type of quarterback he is. We're looking at two completely different signal callers, and, you know, Keenum's really been able to make the most of this situation, and the Vikings have been able to make the most of it because they've relied on his mobility to, you know, help them in games.
I think we knew, Courtney, coming into the season, that this team might be really good on defense. So aside from the Case Keenum thing, what's been the most surprising thing about how the Minnesota Vikings have jumped out to a 9-2 start?
I mean, look at the depth of this team. I don't know that. I mean, last week we solidified the notion that this team has depth in its secondary that we did not know it had when Anthony Harris made the play of the game, and then Stephen Weatherly right before that. Two no-name guys amongst a group of, you know, Linville Joseph and Everson Griffin and Xavier Rhodes, you know, the mega contract guys. You're seeing some of these other guys, and you know, we don't even talk about Harrison Smith and how good he is because of how many guys there are on this defense. I think the sheer depth of this unit, we knew they'd be good, as you said. You know, that was the storyline, that this is a defense that is going to play well enough to help them win games. Can the offense keep up? And certainly they have.
Courtney Cronin covers the Minnesota Vikings. She is with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Covers the Minnesota Vikings, part of NFL Nation for ESPN and ESPN.com. Mo Egger in for Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Their coach, Mike Zimmer, is one of these guys who waited for his turn forever, always kind of the hot, you know, coordinator that never really got a gig for a variety of reasons. As you've watched him, and look, he's had a lot of things thrown at him, from the Teddy Bridgewater injury to the Adrian Peterson saga a couple of years ago to AP's departure this past offseason. What's been the most impressive thing to you about the way he's managed this team this year?
You know, it's almost taking a foot off of the gas a little bit. I mean, this is still his defense. Let's not get it twisted. This is his defense. This is his product. He is an innovator, and everybody we've talked to, you know, players that they're playing against, coaches throughout the season have given Mike credit for being an innovator defensively in this league. But I think he's been able to kind of relinquish some of those duties to allow him to focus more on learning offensive football. That was a goal for him in the offseason. And it's, you know, for a defensive coordinator, you can see why a guy like Teddy Bridgewater would be a good fit for Mike Zimmer, because he's a lot more conservative than a guy like Case Keenum. Sometimes overly conservative. I mean, you saw the play last week against the pass rush where Keenum – ducked underneath it and kind of just threw up a wild throw and, you know, by the grace of God, landed in the hands of Adam Thielen. I don't know if Teddy Bridgewater would have made that throw. I think the fact that Mike is adapting to some of, you know, just some of these, you know, the more mobile tendencies of a guy who, you know, has been known as a gunslinger, who can get a little bit excitable, but he's working with that. It's just really expanding him as a coach in dealing with his personnel and being able to get the most out of his personnel, because it's making him step out of his comfort zone too.
9-2 heading into December, 3-game lead in the NFC North, and a lot of intriguing things are going to happen with the quarterback position between now and the end of the season, then obviously between the end of this season and the beginning of next year. Courtney, enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Take care.
That's Courtney Cronin, covers the Minnesota Vikings, part of NFL Nation for ESPN and ESPN.com. Meanwhile, the LA Chargers, they started 0-4. Now they may be a front runner in the AFC, maybe even in the AFC West. They just beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-6. Roger Goodell had a bad day. I'll explain next on ESPN Radio.
Well, actually, I'm having a beautiful morning. The Cowboys got romped. I mean, romped, stomped, beat down in a whole bit. How about them Cowboys? And I'll leave it at that.
The NFL on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experience is preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285, for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285, for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
Well, it's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
There's no hidden fees.
No credit checks.
No compromises.
No strings attached.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Albuquerque.
Customers in Springfield.
Which one?
All of them.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free and all the advantages of AT&T's reliable network with no compromises.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Look at those losers. Who would ever do that again?
This is the show for you.
This is the time you're going to say yes.
Welcome in to another version of Mike. I forget it. It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is. Was that a little too early?
No.
All right, we're good.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Coming on November 27th.
That helps best when one person talks at once, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Golic and Wingo. Beginning November 27th, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
The holiday season is always a time of the year when we pause and give thanks. We feel privileged that so many of you trust Conrad's with your cars and your family's well-being. Most of all, though, we're grateful that for almost 50 years, we've been able to share the joy of this very special time of year with all of you, our neighbors here in Northeast Ohio. From all of us at Conrad's, happy holidays.
Conrad!
What are the essentials for winter? Well, good pair of boots, warm coat, maybe a hat, and one more thing, Joby's. Hi, gang, Riz here. Upgrade your immune system this year with Joby's all-natural bee pollen. It's getting colder, and you may not be as active with the shorter days. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins to the rescue. 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping is free. If you don't absolutely love the results, Joe will promptly and happily give you 100% of your money back. Joebees.
Buckeyes, Wolverines, the game, November 25th on ESPN Cleveland. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steve Lennox. They wrapped up a short time ago at AT&T Stadium. Los Angeles Chargers today having their way against the Cowboys in Dallas. Final, Chargers 28, Cowboys 6. It wasn't really even that close on this Thanksgiving holiday. Chargers 515 yards of total offense. Cowboys 247 and a pair of turnovers. Phillip Rivers 27 of 33 for 434 and three touchdowns. Cowboys dropped their third in a row fall to 5-6 on the season. Desmond King, rookie for the Chargers, returning an interception 90 yards for a touchdown. That came in the fourth quarter. Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams carted off the field in the first quarter. Did not return with a knee injury. Earlier in the day, Vikings spoiling the Lions Thanksgiving with a 30-23 victory in Detroit. Vikings have now won seven in a row, off to a 9-2 start for the first time since 2009. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer.
I like this football team. They're a bunch of fighters. They compete. You know, things go bad, they don't panic. They just keep... We almost panicked a couple times today, but we settled down and we got back to it. So anyway, it was a good game, and I'm glad that we won.
Case Keenum, two touchdown passes, both to Kyle Rudolph, also ran for one more. Third game of the night, Giants, Redskins, and Andover, Maryland, underway in about 60 minutes. Giants wide receiver Sterling Shepard inactive tonight. College football on ESPN, Ole Miss kicking off on the road against number 14 Mississippi State in Starkville. Mississippi State won last season's meeting between the two teams, 55-20 was the final. College basketball today, Duke down at the half against Portland State, 54 points for the Blue Devils in the second half. They went easy, 99-81. Marvin Bagley, the third, the freshman for Duke, recording his fourth double-double of the season, 18 points and 15 boards. Number 5, Villanova, down 12 at halftime today against Tennessee. Wildcats rally in the second half, beat the Vols 85-76. Jalen Brunson, 18 of his 25 coming in the second 20 minutes. North Carolina knocking off Portland 102-78.
College football on ESPN Radio. The Florida State Seminoles head to Gainesville to face the Florida Gators. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Presented by the 2018 Ford F-150.
Filling in for Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. In 3 minutes, why Roger Goodell had a bad Thanksgiving. But first, let's talk about a team that might be separating itself a little bit from a very crowded AFC playoff pack. Coming into this week, there were six teams in the AFC sitting at 4-6. 40% of the conference is 4-6, or I guess coming into today was 4-6. All of them a game out of the wild card. The last wild card spot is currently occupied by the Baltimore Ravens, who are a whopping 5-5. And then even with them, at least in the win-loss record, is the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills can't figure out if they're tanking or trying to make the playoffs. And then there's a bunch of dreck, a bunch of 4-6 teams. There's a whole lot of indistinguishable, you know, Cincinnati Bengals, Los Angeles Chargers, Houston Texans, Oakland Raiders, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins. Like, you could take all six of those teams and throw them into a hat, pull one out. I mean, they're all, like, impossible to distinguish from one another, except I think the Chargers are about to step away from the pack just a little bit for a couple of different reasons. First of all, they were dominant today against the Dallas team that just, for whatever reason, leaves the leash on Dak Prescott. Phillip Rivers was outstanding today, 434 in the air, 3 touchdowns, and near-perfect passer rating of 149.1, one of the more underrated receivers in the game. Keenan Allen had a big day, 172 yards on 11 receptions. And that is a very good defense in Los Angeles. And yes, it's still taking some getting used to saying in Los Angeles when talking about the Chargers. So with the win today, they're now 5-6. And then you look at the schedule. And the schedule for them is forgiving. Now, granted, they don't have the best home field advantage. But next week, with time to prepare, because you know you need that for the Cleveland Browns, they host the Cleveland Browns. Week after that, home game, Washington. Then they go to Kansas City. And it just kind of feels like the Chiefs are fading a little bit. They go to New Jersey to play the Jets. And they're home in Week 17 for the Oakland Raiders. That's not that imposing. The Chargers have a very good defense. They've been really hard to score against. Even New England struggled to score against them. And they have a good, experienced quarterback. And it just kind of feels like, look, they've been in so many close games. I know this is cliche. They feel battle-tested. And granted, they've lost a lot of those close games. But after starting 0-4, here they are at 5-6. And I would argue, yes, they still have some ground to make up when looking up at Baltimore and Buffalo. But I would argue, best quarterback of the 8 teams in the mix right now for the last wild card spot in the AFC. I would also argue best defense, and I wouldn't completely rule out them leapfrogging the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC West. We talk about that today because of what they did against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the flip side, by the way, Mo Egger in for Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The flip side is what happened to the Cowboys. Not just today, but to their season. They fall to 5-6, and it feels like a different 5-6 for the Cowboys for a couple of different reasons. Third straight week, they were blatantly non-competitive. They were blown out at home last week against Philadelphia. They were blown out in prime time against Atlanta 2 weeks ago. Since Ezekiel Elliott's suspension began, the Dallas Cowboys have scored 1 touchdown. Now, is that the reason why the Cowboys are where they are? No. Areas that performed really well last year aren't performing nearly as well this season. That includes on the defensive line. That includes the offensive line. That obviously includes the running game. And yes, it includes Dak Prescott as well. But I'm watching that game today, and the NBC cameras, the CBS cameras flipped over to a Jerry Jones in his private box a couple of times. That dude was doing a slow burn. And during that slow burn, I'm guessing the subject of his ire wasn't Jason Garrett. I'm guessing it wasn't Ezekiel Elliott. I'm guessing it wasn't Dak Prescott. I'm guessing, not that it could have been, it wasn't even Tony Romo in the AT&T Stadium broadcast booth. I'm guessing it was Roger Goodell. Forget the playoff implications for the Cowboys. They're now trailing the Philadelphia Eagles by 5 games. Any chance they had of catching them went up in flames last week when they were blown out by Philadelphia. They're not making the playoffs. Not with the way they're playing, and Ezekiel Elliott is still weeks away from coming back. Jerry Jones was thinking about Roger Goodell. So I'm more interested in the implications for him because, let's face it, this is the biggest story in the league right now. Now, it begs the question, and I've wondered this a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, for a bunch of owners who have wanted the focus to be shifted back to what's happening on the field, why have they created this diversion of the power struggle at the top of the NFL between Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell, and maybe Jerry Jones and some other owners and the commissioner? Why are they doing this? If you want all the focus to be on your game, on your sport, on your product, Why are you sending people's attention? Why are you sending eyeballs and airtime? Why are you sending that towards a power struggle between, well, a 100 millionaire and billionaire? I don't get it. But now I'm wondering, like Jerry Jones has been like, all right, you know, full court press on Roger Goodell nixing the contract extension, making him pay. And look, they can phrase it, spin it whatever way they want. This is being done because of the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. There's no denying that. I just kind of wonder, with every Dallas loss, the further and further they slip away from contention, And the further and further removed they are from last year when, despite not getting to the Super Bowl, they were really one of the good, really good feel-good stories in the NFL last year. You just wonder, with each passing week, as it gets worse and worse, you wonder how much that's going to make Jerry Jones dig in his crusade, if you will, against the NFL commissioner. And if it's not the NFL commissioner, then Jerry Jones is going to take out his anger at the NFL commissioner on somebody else. Could that be Jason Garrett? I mean, you could never put it past Jerry Jones. Could that be other coaches on the staff? Yeah. Could that be personnel? Sure. But object number one, target number one is going to be Roger Goodell. And so everything the NFL has done over the last couple of weeks in creating this power struggle and creating this big Jerry Jones versus Roger Goodell one-on-one, mano-a-mano standoff with Roger Goodell's contract hanging in the balance, man, the worse it gets for the Dallas Cowboys, the more those two sides are going to dig in, and the harder and hotter that slow burn in the owner's box is going to be for Dallas and their owner. Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Mo Egger filling in tonight. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, that Dallas team, you watched Dak Prescott, and last year he had the soft landing of very good offensive line. Ezekiel Elliott, who was going to get a lot of carries, fourth overall pick, and a defense last season that I think ended up playing better than people thought they were going to play. He had a perfect security blanket in Jason Witten, had a very good wide receiver in Dez Bryant, even though Dez Bryant didn't put up huge numbers last year. And it kind of felt like, remember Ben Roethlisberger's first year? He takes over for Tommy Maddox, and it felt like, all right, the shackles were on because he was a rookie and because he walked into this great situation where they had a very good defense and they were a run-oriented offense and they had a good offensive line, and so they didn't need him to do all that much. Now, I think Dak Prescott was better as a rookie than Ben Roethlisberger was, and Ben Roethlisberger was fantastic as a rookie. I think Prescott was better because it kind of felt like the Cowboys allowed him to be better. But it feels like this year, they haven't exactly allowed him to expand upon what he learned and what he did last season. It still feels like he's a rookie, and not just a rookie, but a rookie caretaker, which is what a lot of people thought Dak Prescott was going to be at the beginning of last year, where it was hold the seat down, keep things cool, don't screw things up until Tony Romo comes back, and then obviously Dak Prescott exceeded expectations. It just feels like that whether it's Jason Garrett or the coaching staff as a whole or whatever it is, heck, maybe Jerry Jones, it just kind of feels like they haven't taken the training wheels off Dak Prescott. And if there ever was a time to see, okay, can this guy carry us? Can this guy do more? Can this guy elevate a roster that's not as good as the roster that might have elevated him a little bit last year? Instead of doing that, it kind of feels like, they're just creating a safe landing spot for him and not removing the proverbial training wheels. I'm really interested in what the next development is between Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell. And by the way, like, I'm fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by it because it's kind of like a rich person soap opera. I'm always fascinated by power struggles. I'm always fascinated by celebrity feuds, and that's kind of what this is. I think it's really interesting. If you're the NFL, this is the last thing you want as we turn the calendar towards December. As we get set for what's supposed to be the time of year where anybody who wasn't paying attention now starts to pay attention, storylines have emerged, we have an idea of who the good teams are going to be, the playoffs are going to be here before you know it. This is when you want people paying attention, and yet you got people paying attention to Jerry Jones versus Roger Goodell, which I think is only going to intensify. Coming up next, why do we forget about the NBA until Christmas? Or do we? That's next. Jalen and Jacoby Moeger filling in on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Here's James on it. Puts it off the window and gets it himself to slam it home.
Now that was great. That's a highlight. Oh.
And always on the ESPN app.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen.
Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Limit one.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop is Cleveland's barbecue and fireplace headquarters, and they have huge Black Friday and Small Business Saturday deals. Up to 32% off Green Mountain pellet grills, 20% off all grilling accessories, 40% off umbrellas, 50% off all bar stools, clearance prices on most patio furniture, huge promotions on fireplaces and stoves. If you haven't been to this store, you've got to check them out.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop.
On Lorraine Road in North Ridgeville, 2 miles west of I-480, Lorraine Road exit just minutes west of the airport.
Hi, it's Riz for Universal Windows Direct. Right now, for every window you buy, get the next one free, no limits and zero financing, 36 months, some restrictions apply, plus free installation. Lower your energy bills with custom-made, beautiful replacement windows from Universal Windows Direct. Act now to take advantage of zero financing, 36 months. Call for a free in-home estimate, 216-518-8900, or UniversalWindowsDirect.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Youth sport coaches and parents, listen up. As a 3-time Super Bowl champ, I know firsthand that when done right, sports helps build character and teaches critical skills that lead to success on the field and in life. That's why I want to tell you about Positive Coaching Alliance, a national nonprofit that provides resources and workshops to coaches, parents, administrators, and student athletes so more kids have positive experiences that help them develop as better athletes and better people. Please visit cleveland.positivecoach.org to learn more.
Unfinished business is an understatement. The New Look Cavaliers look to make a trip back to the finals, and you can follow the journey with us all season long. The Kings Court postgame presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey with the Dean, Greg Brinda, airs right here on ESPN 50 WKNR. You want highlights, reactions, sound from the locker room, and exclusive interviews after the game? We've got it. The Kings Court postgame show is presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Play fiercely, drink responsibly, and also brought to you by MT Business Technologies.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop is Cleveland's barbecue and fireplace headquarters. The home of Ohio's largest displays of grills and smokers, Heat Exchange has more than 80 models on the showroom floor, as well as an expanded selection of rubs, sauces, marinades, and a huge variety of smoking woods, chunks, chips, and pellets. Stop in to see what's new at Heat Exchange, including the new owners, friendly service, and expert installation. Stop in today.
Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop.
On Lorraine Road, 2 miles west of I-480, Lorraine Road exit just minutes west of the airport.
Do you believe that you can win this fight tonight?
Buckeyes, Wolverines, the game. November 25th on ESPN Cleveland.
ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm Mo Egger filling in. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. Boston Celtics winning streak is over. Brad Stevens, their head coach, says it was a mirage, and he's right. I'll explain why coming up in about 15 minutes. You know, it's odd, the NBA this year, and this it feels like, especially in this industry, in this business, all right, the NBA has started, and granted, it started this year earlier than it usually has. Usually it's right around Halloween, opening night this year in the NBA. They moved it up to October the 17th, so the schedule wasn't as compact during the regular season. But it kind of feels like, all right, the league starts, and there's great excitement for opening night. And then, you know, we kind of put it on the shelf. The NFL season is center stage, and the college football season is obviously, you know, nearing its stretch drive, but it's most important games. You have rivalry week, conference championship week, all the bowl games, all the discussion about who's going to make the college football playoff now. And so it just feels like, you know, plus, you know, people are just kind of getting over, right? You know, the baseball season ended, college basketball has started in some markets, you know, obviously hockey as well. And it just kind of feels like that for years, the unofficial opening night of the NBA season has been Christmas. And there's typically, you know, back in the day, there were like two games on Christmas. And now, you know, we carry just wall-to-wall NBA games on Christmas Day. And even it felt like last year, the NFL scheduled two games on Christmas Day. If you remember, I think one was Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And I can't remember who the other one was, but there was like a 4:30 game and an 8:30 game. And yet it kind of felt like, you know, Cavs Warriors had a game. It just kind of felt like the NBA was center stage last year, just because that is traditionally, for, in many respects, the opening night of the National Basketball Association. And I'm kind of curious, and you can weigh in on this on 888-SAY-ESPN. If you're watching more NBA pre-Christmas this year than ever before. Now, it's a little bit different. Today is what, the 23rd of November. Typically, the season's been happening for, you know, 3 weeks. You go back even further, 2 weeks. We've had more than a month of regular season games. But I read every single day, or I hear about NFL viewership being down, and I think we're all tired of exploring the reasons why. I think it's because the league doesn't have many stars and the games aren't that good, but, you know, that's neither here nor there right now. But I keep hearing about how viewership is down. I kind of wonder how many of those who aren't paying as close attention to the NFL or not watching games, but you need a sports fix. You know, there is obviously college football. How many have taken that time that you would ordinarily devote to the NFL and are giving it to the NBA? Because think about, like, you know, last night's a prime example. OKC Golden State, November regular season game, in the grand scheme of things, largely meaningless, was the biggest event in sports last night. Now, relatively light calendar, no NFL last night, some good college basketball games, and this has historically been a very good week for college basketball. But that was it, man. That was an event because of the personalities, KD, Russell Westbrook, because of the history, because of the beef, because of the drama, because of the storyline. But ultimately, it played out on the court. Kind of feels like the interesting storylines in the NFL don't play out on the field. I talked last segment about how the most interesting thing happening in the NFL right now is a power struggle at the top of the league between maybe its most powerful owner and the guy who works for him and the other 31 owners. It kind of feels like, all right, there's a lot of stuff in the NBA that plays itself out, you know, off the court. But ultimately, a lot of this stuff plays out or even is resolved on the court. KD versus Russ last night, in the game, obviously, between two contenders. I still think it's going to be hard for Oklahoma City to beat Golden State four times in a series, but I think they have the type of team that has to do that, that can do that, because to beat Golden State, I don't think you do that by, you know, sitting down and getting stops. I think you outscore them. Last night they did that. But if you think of just the dynamic of this offseason, how many different things played out in July and in August and even in September, but that you wanted to see how those offseason developments would manifest themselves on the court? The Boston Celtics. So they have this transformative offseason where they go from the number one seed in the East last year to having an entirely different roster. They load up on Gordon Hayward. He gets injured minutes into his Boston debut, and they just had a 16-game losing streak snapped. There's the experiments, the personnel experiments in places like Houston with Chris Paul, which obviously, you know, from that individual end of it hasn't worked out. But there's the experiments in Oklahoma City. There's the reshaped roster in Boston. All of this stuff playing out on the court. There's the fascination with Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball is polarizing. I think Lonzo Ball is going to be a transformative player. Lonzo Ball is getting the attention he's getting because of his loudmouth dad, who, by the way, is my favorite person in sports. But you do want to see how Lonzo Ball does, even if you don't think he's going to be that good, even if you're just rooting against the Ball family, like that end of it's playing itself out on the court. The Philadelphia 76ers, a great sports town, a team that's been dormant forever, suddenly fun to watch. The Knicks are relevant. They had arguably the greatest quarter in their franchise last night against the Toronto Raptors. And so there's like a lot of interesting stuff happening. And that interesting stuff isn't a power struggle. It's not playing out in a courtroom. They're not scandals. Oh, they're beefs. They're controversies. There's things worth getting worked up for. But I just kind of feel like that, as opposed to other years, that pre-Christmas, we're paying more attention to the NBA than ever before. 888-SAY-ESPN, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Mo Egger filling in. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hi again, Torrance, California. What do you think?
I think, yeah, I'm a big Laker fan. And, I mean, just from us in L.A., for interesting NBA season. So that's one thing. And the second thing is, I feel like in this day and age with clicks, good press, bad press is press, and the NFL is on the place where they're getting a ton of press, but it's bad press. People are still clicking these articles, and they're doing that stuff, but I think the general sense of the population is they're sick of this negative energy around the NFL. And I think that I don't think the NFL is any more boring. I think that there's the air around it is bad. And the NBA, what they've been striving for with the CBA, there has been more parity. There's just been much more even balanced teams. If you look at the bottom of the both divisions, you have even teams. And the storylines are better. I think that it's creating basically people with a much more interest in the NBA than previous years before Christmas. I agree with you.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, entertainment's about stars. Stars are about personality. The NBA has stars. They have personalities. They have guys who, even if they're not going to be stars on the court, they're stars in the public consciousness. We just spent a whole segment talking about the Minnesota Vikings, who are a 9-2 team, a very good team, bona fide title contender. How many stars can you name? Up next, why Brad Stevens was right about his team.
ESPN NBA on ESPN Radio.
Here's Curry finding Durant, driving, fades, fires over Carver and hits. He's delivering an MVP performance up to 37.
Well, what a show.
And always on the ESPN app.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. It's 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Hammer here, and guys, you know, I tell you all about the team at Ganley Volkswagen, Subaru, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat, located on the Bedford Auto Mile, how they have a great work environment, the safest vehicles around, and treat every customer like family. They also make car buying so easy with a huge selection of Volkswagens, Subarus, Alfa Romeos, Fiats, cars, trucks, SUVs, plus factory-trained service technicians, and the ease of scheduling your service online. Go to GanleyBedfordImports.com, and remember, gotta get a car, gotta get it at Ganley.
Youth sport coaches and parents, listen up. As a three-time Super Bowl champ, I know firsthand that when done right, sports helps build character and teaches critical skills that lead to success on the field and in life. That's why I want to tell you about Positive Coaching Alliance, a national nonprofit that provides resources and workshops to coaches, parents, administrators, and student athletes so more kids have positive experiences that help them develop as better athletes and better people. Please visit cleveland.positivecoach.org to learn more.
Hey, it's Emmett, and you know I lived with terrible back problems, but that all changed thanks to my friends at Soul and Spine and Wellness. Dr. Hoover and his team changed my life, and the best part, no drugs, no knives, no lasers, just technology to help your back heal itself. Avoid surgery with lumbar decompression. It can help with sciatica, disc injury, leg pain, and back pain. Tell them that we sent you, and your initial consultation is just $29. Book your appointment now at soulandbackpain.com or call 440-248-50. 7070.
Hi, gang. Riz here for Northeast Factory Direct, and they are so excited they are now offering an exclusive custom American-made line called the Alex Vail Collection with over 30 different sofas, sectionals, chairs, and ottomans, and the starting price is only $7.99. You pick out your piece, then choose from 100 different fabric patterns, colors, accent fabrics, and more to design your own personal piece. Check out everything else they have at Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th in Cleveland, or online, northeastfactorydirect.com.
Youth sport coaches and parents, listen up. As a three-time Super Bowl champ, I know firsthand that when done right, sports helps build character and teaches critical skills that lead to success on the field and in life. That's why I want to tell you about Positive Coaching Alliance, a national nonprofit that provides resources and workshops to coaches, parents, administrators, and student athletes so more kids have positive experiences that help them develop as better athletes and better people. Please visit cleveland.positivecoach.org to learn more.
Hey, it's Emmett, and you know I lived with terrible back problems, but that all changed thanks to my friends at Soul and Spine and Wellness. Dr. Hoover and his team changed my life, and the best part, no drugs, no knives, no lasers, just technology to help your back heal itself. Avoid surgery with lumbar decompression. It can help with sciatica, disc injury, leg pain, and back pain. Tell them that we sent you, and your initial consultation is just $29. Book your appointment now at soulandbackpain.com or call 440-248-5.
The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
ESPN Radio Sports.